This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The next hour will cost you nothing. This is free radio, free form. Free thinkers are all together here on the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the stories and the people. Every week at this time, we do it with a distinguished panel of radio professionals. Unfortunately, none of them were available this week, so we have...
Hello.
Hello. That's right. Greg Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Now, there's a little bit of a conspiracy here because Jensen has just spent some time in England, and, of course, we have Victoria Jones, who sounds like she's from England, and put them together, and what do you have? Who knows? Maybe an interesting conversation about one of the items, at least, on our story list. Also joining us is Jennifer Horn.
And I can barely speak English.
You're fine. So you can't say Massachusetts. Other than that, you're doing fine. Jennifer is from the DJV morning program. And the Morning Answer, which is on in Los Angeles on KRLA. So we have a list of 10 items, as usual, put together by the staff at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. These lists are always there, published at Talkers.com as well. Number 10, new meatless food products. We had a conversation on the DJV show this week about carrots made from meat. Who
vegetables.
What in the world? Why?
That's Arby's. Taking a shot at the Beyond and the Impossible Burger, saying, look, if you make a burger that looks like a burger but it's made of vegetables, well, we're going to take a vegetable and make it out of meat.
Yeah, very good. Who's going to stand in line to get it? Victoria, you're going to be the first kid on your block to buy some of that?
I don't think so, but I'm quite intrigued with this new brand that's coming to Whole Foods. Depends on the price point of it, because I'm familiar with them. They're a British brand, and I know their meatless products, and they're actually not bad. So
what's the brand name?
Oh, I can remember the brand name.
Jensen, you just came back from England. Do you see any any vegetables or stuff over there, or some brand that we can identify with?
Well, of course, I did find a deep love for their meat pies and scones.
Have you never been to England before? Is this your first trip?
Never. This is my first one ever.
Yeah,
although my people, my ancestors had been there and made a bit of a mess, you know, Vikings. Yeah. Here, though, I actually have a bag of what you might think of being vegetable meat sticks. They look like carrots, but they're called Slim Jims, and I love them.
Okay, good for you. Let's bounce around here a little bit. As long as we have the energy of Jennifer to talk about some of this political stuff, we've all probably in one way or another paid attention to the debates. Number two item this week, the 2020 Democratic presidential race, the 20? How many people? 20 some odd?
20 that participated in the debates, 10 each night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there's still 25 candidates total, so there are five that you have not heard from yet.
Okay. So the election, if it's tomorrow, Trump wins. None of these people have, in my opinion, even close to the grit that's needed. And if I hear one more word from Kamala Harris, maybe I'll scream, maybe I'll just turn the TV off. Maybe I'll hex her, whatever it is. But that's my read.
But she was one of the breakouts of the debates. I think I've been saying all along, keep an eye out on Kamala Harris because I'm from California and I know how she can go after people. And
politician.
Absolutely. And by the way, when she took that job as senator and she had this backdoor deal with our governor, Gavin Newsom, that one would go for the governorship, one would go for the Senate seat, she knew that in a couple of years she would run for president. So this has been a plan all along for Kamala. That doesn't make it good or bad. It just is. And I think she was a breakout. Obviously, Julian Castro had a 0% or percentage in approval ratings going into this. He made some news.
A lot of people thought he was good.
Yeah, well, let's go around the room. He's somebody to watch. He is somebody to watch. He is fearless.
Yeah. Fearless. What makes you say that, Victoria?
I've watched him for years.
Really? In what way? Yeah. Why? How? Why? What attracted your attention to him?
I think he's interesting. I think his twin's interesting. They're an interesting couple of politicians, and they've been on the rise. And if he can navigate these debates, particularly if he goes up against Kamala Harris and maybe Buttigieg in the next debate, if he can navigate these debates and if he can increase his profile, he's a very smart guy with some interesting positions.
Let's just take stock of a couple of firsts and the potential. Kamala Harris could be someday the first black woman to be president. Buttigieg could be the first gay guy to be president. Jose, whatever his name is, could be the first Hispanic president. Are these things all brewing here? Are they all potential? And does that make them intriguing? I would ask
what
all
makes
our
the country
energy.
Great is that everybody has an opportunity to be president. I think that's really cool. And I think that a diverse field is great. I don't think we should vote for people just because of boxes that they check. Unfortunately, I think that's more prevalent in the Democratic Party to check boxes. But one thing that I looked at, because, you know, I'm not going to vote for these people, but I watch them because I think it's interesting and I like to see how candidates develop, and I find the sport of politics entertaining. I think what stuck out for me most is just how important yet unimportant Bernie Sanders is. Bernie Sanders is not going to be the nominee. He polls well. He gets enthusiasm, yes. But what he's done since 2016 is he's pushed the Democrats so far to the left that you have everybody on that stage, people that we used to consider to be moderates like Joe Biden, looking like leftists, far leftists. They all stood on the stage on Thursday evening, at least, and every single candidate, all 10 of them on that stage, raised their hand for health care for illegal immigrants in this country. The way that Bernie Sanders has changed the party without really making any traction as a candidate is unbelievable to me. That was maybe the biggest storyline that I pulled away from the whole thing.
Yeah. What about you, Victoria? You watch
that wasn't the biggest storyline for me. One of the storylines for me was that Bernie Sanders really didn't make a very big impact. And another storyline was, let's not forget the first debate where Elizabeth Warren dominated, which I expected her to. So if we mesh, you know, if we do a mashup of the two debates, let's put her in the mix, because she is formidable. And so I'd like to see a debate with her and Kamala Harris in it, along with some of the other breakouts.
Yeah.
I think we did see some people thud. Beto O'Rourke is done. Kirsten Gillibrand is done. I think we saw a lot of people who are still in it, some people who did well for themselves, some people who didn't really change anything for themselves. They'll still be around. But there were some people, I think, who almost eliminated themselves.
Rick?
I didn't see a nominee either night, except for maybe one or two people, which is, I think, interesting that I think we're pretty much agreed that the vast majority of these people will not be the nominee. Am I right or wrong, everybody?
Yeah.
And then none of them today could beat Trump.
I think the most interesting part of the whole thing came actually the previous evening, and that is when John Delaney of Maryland pretty much ruined so much of every other candidate's campaign by saying he interviewed executives at hospitals around the country, and every one of them said Medicare for all will bankrupt our health system and all those hospitals. And I thought that's probably the biggest thing that came out of all these debates when it comes to the general election. That's going to be used by the Republicans, by Trump.
John Delaney is a local rep to me, and if that's John Delaney's legacy, it's about as valuable as his legacy in local Maryland.
Oh, he won't be the nominee, but the fact that he's quoting executives from all these hospitals around the country,
that's what he said he's quoting.
In unison, as to universal health care, you get a lot of that, or Medicare for everybody, whatever, however you want to frame it. All right, so the thing that I'm just, as I kind of looked at this and went back and forth, they're all so stressed. My God, they have stress written all over their faces. Joe Biden, speaking of that, looks like he's had some face work, had a few more plugs put in, but he doesn't. he looks taller to me for some reason. I don't know whether everybody else is short. But he looks quite tall. I think he looks like president.
His spark is gone. I just think his spark is gone. And I don't know if that's losing his son or if his heart's not in it. But that charismatic guy that used to be there is fading away pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a narrative. I think that's a narrative. I think what I found interesting, and I think this was really foolish, and I think that's partly, to a great extent, his fault, because ultimately the campaign's his fault, but also partially his aide's fault, is how unprepared he was for Kamala Harris's attack.
Well, and then
he should have been prepared.
You know what? But why do we have to define politics by attacking other people? You're running for
you're
the
on
presidency.
A debate
you're not
stage.
Running against. You know, come on.
You're on the debate
she's
stage.
So she is the biggest blowhard, the most self-serving boob that is of all of them. And there, you know, there were some really interesting characters who showed up. Miss Williamson is an interesting character. As you know, why she's
a nut.
A spirit. Well, yeah, I don't think that's fair. I think she's spiritually a. Some people refer to her as a guru. She used to be friends with Oprah. Maybe she still is, but it was on that show a lot. She has written some very interesting books. She's kind of out there for sure. But I think they're all out there in a manner of speaking. And frankly, in order to win in a circumstance like this, you got to be out there. Because who would run for this job if you were normal? You're not, by definition, these people are nuts to want to take the thing on. So at any rate, Victoria, Jennifer, Rick, Doug, Rich, soon to be. Here's a focus on your energy level that I want you to think about, especially for men or women who are interested in having their men have a great energy level. If you have not the drive you used to, talking about Joe Biden, maybe he needs some of Nugenics. Maybe that's what he needs, Jennifer. Joe Biden needs Nugenics. Be on your way to having a better love life and more active lifestyle. You have nothing to do but text FORCE to 321-321. Do it now. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it. I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, BABBEL.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks. Just go to Babbel.com.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I could tell you, I was just taught the wrong way.
Go to Babbel.com to select your language. That's Babbel, BABBEL.com, or download the app to try for free.
Clean living. Most times it's to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go. And your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Talk Radio Review with Talk Radio host Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. Rich McFadden from Radio America in Washington as well. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the stories as enumerated by the list that's at talkers.com. The immigration reform focus and the Mexicans sending troops. I thought that was fairly interesting. 15,000 troops. Is that part of the push to have them take responsibility, or twist and turn them and disembowel them if they don't do what we want them to do? Is that what this is all about? What do you think? Jensen, did you talk about this on your show this week?
Yeah, and what's shocking to a lot of my listeners is that we didn't have a great big battle and war with Mexico, that Trump's tactics actually have worked in creating a situation where Mexico seems to be responding and they want to have a conversation. I was actually kind of surprised. We were focusing on, you know, how much closing the border would damage the American economy. And I don't know. We were quite surprised that his tactic has worked.
Yeah. Well, there's a side note to this. I was speaking to a fellow who's a highly placed Republican operative who happened to sit next to me at dinner earlier this week, and we were talking about what he does. He's a lawyer, and he's represented a lot of big companies, big transactions, especially in England and all over Europe. And he said that Trump is exercising sort of this whole business about trade and tariffs has brought him around to making a deal with the British that's been very quiet. Nobody's much talking about it. Maybe, Victoria, you know something about this, having your roots over there. The idea is to save England from the debacle of Brexit. Because this fellow said that they are not going to reverse the vote and that America is basically going to become the salvage, the savior, whatever. England become the 51st state, in a sense. No tariffs, no cost to do business. We can buy anything in England without any ramification. They can buy anything from us, just like you were going to buy something if you live in Massachusetts or buy something in Maine. That's the deal. And apparently the Europeans, the mainland Europeans, are worried about the start, and apparently, evidently, it already has shown signs of some form of recession beginning over there, and partially because of the Brexit vote. And so Trump is trying to make some, and this is the G20 this week, a lot of this activity is supposed to be going on, making deals with most of these countries, at least European countries, to save them from recession, do business with America without all of the tariffs and stuff. And that's why the Chinese, this guy says, that's why the Chinese are 90% there and making a trade deal, because they see what Trump's doing with Europe, and you know, they can, Europe's ability to make things, do things, and not have any, if they don't have any tariffs, you can compete, especially with the Israel is almost a part of Europe, and what they develop there, what they can do technologically, and how that's the capability of making some of those things in Germany and in France and in Spain, maybe Italy to a point, can compete with the Chinese, who don't have all these crazy tariffs. The Chinese see it. So I think this is what the guy's theory was. What do you think of that? Anybody got
well, I think his theory is sound up to a point. There are some issues, one of which is that Trump's ambassador said that everything is on the table, including the National Health Service. Also, the British people don't want to eat chlorinated chicken. So there are some American things that they don't want, and that's got to be worked out.
Hmm. Well, you get chlorinated chicken from China, too. There's actually more chlorine in the and the pork from China, too. Yeah, food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, did the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person. You. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing, we have topicals too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
History was made on the Korean Peninsula as President Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to step foot on North Korean soil. The president walked alone up to the raised curb between the North and the South as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made his way to the border. The president explains what happened.
I said, would you like me to come across? He said, I would be so honored.
After posing for pictures in the North, they both crossed back into South Korea, where they met in private for about 50 minutes. After that, the president said he and Kim agreed to restart talks about denuclearization at the staff level.
We're not looking for speed. We're looking to get it right. What's going to happen is over the next 2 or 3 weeks, the teams are going to start working to see whether or not they can do something.
Presidential hopeful former Vice President Joe Biden says the president coddles dictators. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Moving back into the talk zone, the charts for the week of June 24th to the 28th. Our job is to talk about them with you. You can respond if you want. I don't know, responding, it's agreeing or disagreeing, throwing things at the radio, you can do all of that stuff. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Rick Jensen here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Did I say that already? Did I tell people who I was twice? I'm trying to remember.
You can never say it
twice
too much.
Twice as nice.
Yeah.
Twice as nice. Thank you very much. The stories, top 10 stories. Number one, immigration reform. Number two, the presidential race and the debates. Number three, the G20 summit. We've talked about that. Number four is Mueller testifying. Oh, you take a yawn here before we get to that. What is there that I'm going to say something? I'm not going to say anything.
It
read
won't
the report.
Be dull. It won't be dull.
You don't think?
No.
It will
no,
be dull because we
no.
already know, it. We know. What is he going to say that we don't already know?
Right. Yeah.
The Republican members of those committees are going to take a crack.
Yeah, they will. They will do.
Yeah.
Yes. Right, so I think that'll be the big question. Why did you not recommend one way or the other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So the next item is the situation we find ourselves in with the Iranians. How many people know on the side that there are Iranians that are working in Albania to try to overthrow the Ayatollah? They want to get rid of the theocracy. There's a lot of that in country, but now there are groups outside of Iran that are just trying to get rid of this guy because they don't want to go to war. They may be angry at some of the things the Americans are doing to put the squeeze on them, but that's directly because of the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Hopefully all this will settle down. Victoria, see if you agree with me on this, okay? This is a theory I heard, and
Richie's got a theory.
I kind of agree with it. Well, it's not my theory. I'm restating it.
He says disavowing everything he's about to say.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give you credit.
That the Iranians kind of ratcheted this up in the last month or so because they want the Europeans to force the Americans to let the Iranians back into the nuclear deal. So they basically said, hey, listen, let's ratchet this up, scare the Europeans, get the Europeans to lean on the Americans so that Trump will then say, okay, listen, let's go back to the table on the arms deal.
It's possible. And I don't know that that's the case, but I'll say this. I'll say it's possible because the Iranians are can be very subtle. They are very complex. They are very brainy. And I'll say if they are doing that, that's not all they're doing. They're also trying possibly to drive up the price of oil. They probably have multiple prongs, multiple aims, whereas we, if we have any aim at all, only have one.
But
so
let's be clear.
Don't underestimate them.
They are not trying to go to war with us.
No!
They know exactly how to poke the belly of the beast just hard enough to try and get what they want, which is either the gas prices, oil prices, or their arms deal back. So that's all they're trying to do. Ahead of the G20, so now that the G20's happening, they'll all talk about it. We'll see whether anything happens, and then maybe they'll say, okay, we got what we wanted, we didn't get what we wanted, the fun's over.
The party's over.
After the G20.
It's time to call it a day.
We'll see.
I think that they don't want to do a lot of things. They are smart. Many of the best and brightest college students in our country come from Iran and Pakistan. And so the relationship that they have with America, once they come here, they love it. They want to stay. They want to have a good relationship. Nobody wants to, they all want to get rid of the Ayatollah. The younger, especially younger skewing, their population is growing like ours from the bottom up. And with a lot of younger people seeing what's going on, and because they are educated, Victoria, as you said, they don't want this. What do they need nuclear arms for? That's what they're saying to themselves. Why are we spending money? What do we need nuclear armament for? The younger people don't hate the Jews. Over there, the only person that hates the Jews is that idiot, the Ayatollah. The rest of them, they care less, for the most part.
So, Doug, serious question on that. Back during the Obama administration, you had the Green Revolution. Younger demographics, as you mentioned, really wanted to overthrow the Ayatollah. They wanted a more democratic government. And the Obama administration did and said nothing. Over there, they were saying, just give us some verbal support, something. Now, if indeed it's true that you have a group in Albania and the Green Movement, which is still existent in Iran, the question is, what can the American administration actually do, if anything, to help aid and abet that overthrow and for the younger demographics?
Why does it have to do anything? Why doesn't it just let it be, let it do, let it brew on its own? If we give them the credit that we have as to being educated, the foment, if you will, of revolution is there, not the way that it was in 78 and 79 when they get rid of the Shah. But they don't want to be, they're educated. They don't want the discomfort. They want to live.
Yeah, you've been saying this, I mean, and I agree.
I have been saying it for a long time.
For a decade or more.
Yeah,
People don't like the idea. Okay, well, it's been 10 years. Now what? TikTok, buddy.
I think you're going to see that. I think this stuff that's going on in Albania that not many people are talking about is the next step. I think you're going to find there's a lot of freedom fighters that just want to pop off the Ayatollah. And they'd like to get help. I think they would like to get help from, and there are certain American factions, businessmen and stuff, because we have a lot of Iranian-born businessmen in our country who are seeding that have been successful, that are sort of paying for this. It's
an interesting factor to all of this.
What's that?
Is, you know, you think about to the Jimmy Carter days when we were sitting in lines for gas that were, you know,
right.
5 hours long.
Right.
We were dependent on their oil then. They had us. We could do nothing. OPEC was able to control our economy and our
and a lot of the oil came
fuel.
From Iran.
Right. And a lot
and
of
we
it
had
came
deals,
from
sweetheart deals with the Shah.
Right.
Because he was our fair-haired boy. And then
but we are not
Jimmy
dependent on their oil anymore. We have enough of our own oil and fuel.
So
and
goes, tell them to go screw.
Well, you can't. Because the rest of the world's economy is basically Europe. Everybody. I mean, gold is not what backs our dollar anymore.
Oil does.
Yeah. Oil backs all currency around the world. So we can't let that get manipulated. And that's why we still have to have a presence there.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see what happens. Number six on the story list are continuing allegations against Donald Trump for being a bad boy. Is this new? Is this person? There's one person, I guess, that came forth. Not that it legitimizes it more or less. It's telling me something that I already know about this guy, that he's a lech and he's a, you know, kind of a degenerate in that
sense. Kennedy had Marilyn Monroe murdered.
Well, this is not that, though. This
and
is the most classic definition of
Kennedy
forcible
didn't rape Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, but most
difference.
Most presidents are not the person that you put up on that pedestal.
Let's not go off on tangents about Marilyn Monroe and most presidents. Let's stick with this specific issue.
My point is, I stopped looking at these guys as heroes a long time ago. I want you to do the job. Yeah, would it be great if they were actually a decent person, too? That would be wonderful. But you know what?
There's a difference between a decent person and a potential rapist.
No, true.
I agree with Victoria.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I know a lot of my listeners were quite shocked and surprised that I would come out so strongly saying this needs to be adjudicated, because if you believe that Juanita Broderick was her claims were compelling and seemed truthful, then I cannot see how you can see this as being different from that.
I go
that.
Back to what I said a little while ago about who is, and I forget which program because I get a lot of things going on the radio, but I think it was this program a half hour ago when I said about Trump or about all of these people that are, you know, we were talking about the Democratic debates. There isn't one person in that group of 20 or 25, in my estimation, that's a good, solid, benevolent human being. I can't see it. I can't. All they are, they're all about themselves. There may be a couple of exceptions in there, but I'm talking about the ones that make the most noise, Kamala Harris mostly. And I find myself actually, Richie, liking Elizabeth Warren to a point, which kind of shocks me, not liking her.
I've
never liked her. She's a senator from Massachusetts.
I like Biden better than Warren.
I like Biden. I would like Biden. I would like to like Biden more.
Right.
He did not present himself particularly well. But the point I'm making is
he's just your run-of-the-mill politician that's out.
Right. Yeah. But the thing is that there's nobody there that's going to beat Trump at the moment. And Victoria said at the moment. Yeah, it is at the moment. A lot can happen in the next year. But the people that are trying to take him down by saying he's a rapist can't. They are not successful doing that.
Help me out. For those of us who haven't heard the details of this rape allegation, who is it alleging it, and what kind of details do they have?
Can we do that?
Okay, so it's a columnist.
Yes, we can do that.
By the name of E. Jean Carroll, she's a columnist, and says it at the at Bergman. What is it?
Bergdorf Goodman. Goodman. Yeah, right.
He was shopping for lingerie. She said, "Okay, let's go try this lingerie on," and went off to a dressing room. She's thinking he's going to put it on. Whatever. Anyway, bad decision. So that does not give any man a right to attack somebody simply because you put yourself in a bad position like that. And she's saying that he attacked her, raped her in the most classic definition of what would be physical rape. And the problem is with her is that every time she opens her mouth in an interview, she says things like, oh, rape is sexy. And she says things like, well, I think people around the world would be more victimized. than they already have been if I went and prosecuted. She was asked if she would prosecute, and she said, well, no, that would be demeaning to women around the world who have been raped. And just crazy things like that that seem to, I don't know, delegitimize her own accusations, which is horrible, because if this actually really truly did happen, then I believe it is something that needs to be investigated and adjudicated. Sure. The problem is every time she talks, she...
Exasperating. Yep. All right, 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen, and a thought. For those of you who are finding that it's necessary to take a lot of aspirin, or you're taking ibuprofen because you got aching joints, perhaps you ought to listen to me for 60 seconds. Talk to you about a company called Sierrasil that has devised, as you can read on their website, achefree.live. Isn't that a great, isn't that a wonderful website for something? Something is so good for your joints, they ache all over your body.
How is that website even still available?
Achefree.live.
That's awesome.
You like that? Sierrasil works for those of you who have neck pains, back pains. Any, I actually give this to my dog, Daisy May. I believe natural products are good for humans and for my dog. And perhaps this is a great way for you to solidify how this works or can help you. If it can help you, it can help your dog, and vice versa. Find out the details about how it works by going to achefree.live. And maybe, or you can call 877-743-7720. And get a hold of a special deal that we have for you. Free offer on Sierrasil's Leaps and Bounds for your pet and for Joint Formula 14 for you. It works or your money back. Go online now. Get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live for the special offer using the code DJV. That's achefree.live.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The hour. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology. The items that have attracted a lot of attention. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Starting at number five, counting to number one, Airbnb in the number five position, Victoria.
Yeah, Airbnb had some cool news this week. They have launched a new tier of their vacation home rentals called Airbnb Lux. Now, this is designed for customers who want to rent an over-the-top mansion, some kind of amazing private home with scenic views, top-of-the-line amenities. This is going to start at a minimum of $1,000 a night. And Airbnb Lux has launched this with 2,000 hand-picked homes around the world, each one passing their strict evaluation of 300 plus criteria. And so this is elevated design standards, all kinds of bells and whistles, chef-grade appliances, and it also provides 24/7 access to a trip designer who will ensure that your stay is tailored to exactly what you want. They are really trying to get into the high-end vacation home rental game. And this is a good time for Airbnb to do this because we've been talking about Marriott and even Expedia adding in vacation home rentals. So it's good news for Airbnb. And, you know, if you want to get together with some friends and family and you want to rent a baller of a mansion, then this is now the time to do it.
Number four, does Instagram listen to your private conversations? For me, this was the number one story.
Well, this definitely was probably the biggest trending story on social media this week. And Gayle King is being hailed as a bit of a social media hero now. She asked a question that many people want to know. Does Instagram's app listen to your conversations to help with ad placement? She interviewed Instagram CEO Adam Mosseri on CBS This Morning this week, and she said, "Can you help me understand how I can be having a private conversation with someone about something that I'm interested in seeing or buying, and then all of a sudden an advertisement for that will pop up on my Instagram feed. And she said, I haven't searched for it. I haven't talked to anybody about it. But I swear you guys are listening. And, of course, the CEO said that, you know, oh, well, maybe it's psychological. And maybe, you know, you had already seen something that was similar. It was a BS answer. The bottom line is we all still believe that Instagram and Facebook are absolutely listening in on our conversations.
Yep. And keep that in mind as you
be careful what you say.
I'm turning off. I'm getting really turned off to Facebook. Number three, focus on free advertising for Amazon Prime Day.
Amazon's Prime Day will return for the fifth time next month, and this time it's actually going to be running for two entire days. Amazon has announced that Prime Day will start at midnight on Monday, July 15th, and run for 48 hours. There are more than a million deals around the world, lots and lots of discounts on Alexa-enabled devices, and this is celebrating, well, this actually started back in July of 2015 to celebrate Amazon's 20th anniversary, which seems weird that Amazon's been around that long, but they have their Prime subscription program has 100 million people who use it around the world. So a lot of people looking forward to the Prime deals that they're going to cash in on this year.
Number two, Nashville banning electric scooters. Tragedy there this week.
Yeah, this is about time, though, too, because I was in Nashville just a few months ago, and the scooter situation is out of control. I know it's also the same way in L.A. People just rent these scooters and leave them in the middle of the road. They leave them in the middle of the sidewalk. And so Nashville has banned electric scooters after the first death that was related to these scooters. A guy who was 26 was struck by a vehicle and killed while riding a scooter in May. Police found that the guy on the scooter actually was the reason that the accident happened. He had more than twice the legal limit of alcohol in his system, and that he was the one who caused the crash. But nonetheless, a life was lost, and so Nashville has now taken 4,000 scooters off the streets. I don't know if it's actually ever going to return. Maybe regular bikes will replace them.
Well, a little exercise. Number one this week in the top five tech stories is a cyber attack story.
Yeah, and we've been going back and forth with U.S. versus Iran and on sanctions and all kinds of things. And it turns out that last week, when President Trump approved the attack, or he called off airstrikes, he had approved the airstrikes, then he called them off the same day. This was last Thursday. Turns out on that same day, what we did, we didn't strike them with an airstrike, but we did hit them where it hurts with a cyber attack. And the target of the attack was an intelligence group that has ties to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. That group has been connected to recent attacks on commercial ships in the region, most likely the Japan, the oil tanker there. And so the cyber attack was described as crippling to Iran. Iran's military command and control systems. It did not result in any loss of life, and the Iranian missile control systems were also targeted. And so this is probably what we're going to be hearing a lot more of in the future.
Along with robots taking over 20 million jobs in the next few years. Another one that we'll talk about probably next week or two. 59 after, this is the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.